From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Reverend Al Sharpton is in Denver. We'll speak with him in just a moment.
First, Day to Day's Alex Cohen is there as well. She'll be there all week covering the Democratic Convention. Alex, what is the buzz today as things get underway?
The buzz today is all about the big speech tonight. It's going to be Michelle Obama. The theme for the first night of the convention is One Nation. And there's a possibility that there might be a special speaker this evening, none other than Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy. So he's very ill. He's suffering from a malignant brain tumor. He's actually in Denver.
He is in Denver. Apparently, he arrived last night. He was checked out at a local hospital. It's not certain whether or not he'll speak yet tonight, but he plans to go and watch a video tribute to him.
Alex, tell us, for people who are not there in Denver, who've never been to a Democratic National Convention, I know you flew into Denver on Saturday. What are the kinds of things that lead up to this event, and what's going on in Denver while they wait for these big speeches tonight?
Lots of people, lots of merch. Merch is the really big thing right now. There is every variation of DNC t-shirts and buttons and water bottles and Obama-Biden bowling shirts. And it's kind of the exciting initial phase yet. No one's quite sure what's going to happen. There are some potential interesting things that could develop here at the DNC, but we're not sure yet because the convention hasn't officially begun. That happens tonight.
So who have you run into walking around? Are there big political celebrities, Hollywood celebrities? Who's there?
No Hollywood celebrities yet. There are going to be some pretty big bands coming up later on in the week, but we haven't seen any of them perform yet. And of course, a lot will have to do with the weather. There is talk of rain hitting down. A little bit trickled last night. There have been some tornadoes in the area. And of course, if the weather really does come down, that could put a serious damper on Senator Obama's speech come Thursday night, because remember, it's being held at that big Invesco Field, which is outdoors.
So what are the stories that you are looking for this week? What is it you want to report about this convention?
Well, you'll be hearing later on in the show, Alex. Yesterday, I went to the first official event of the DNC, which was a big interfaith gathering, bringing together all sorts of leaders from different religious communities as an attempt to reach out to voters of faith who might not have felt completely comfortable in the Democratic Party before. Today, I'm out and about talking to supporters of Hillary Clinton to find out about what their goals are for the Democratic National Convention. Earlier this morning, I was at the Unconventional Women's Symposium, which brought together all sorts of women talking about the role that their vote will play at this convention. And there's a bit of history here, because this is actually the 100th anniversary of the last time the convention was held in Denver. And that convention was the first time that women were actually allowed to be delegates.
And Alex, just give us a little preview. What did you hear there? Did you hear grumblings, or is there this party unity we keep hearing about?
It's not entirely smooth sailing across the board. There are some people who are still feeling rather angry about the way that the political season has gone this year, some feeling like it's not fair that Hillary Clinton is not the nominee. There are some folks I've talked to who said that they will not vote for Obama no matter what. Some are saying if they can't vote for Hillary Clinton, they'll vote for John McCain come the fall.
Day to Day's Alex Cohen at the Democratic Convention in Denver, reporting there all this week.